Somebody said, I never forgotten it. When I was in Bible school at Rhema, that'd been over 30 years. He said, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he defeated the devil and you were raised with him. Satan always bringing a photo, a picture, showing you a picture of what you used to be. All you got to do is say, that fella's dead. That fella's dead. I don't know him. He's dead. I'm a new creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he took everything, and this is the reason why. This is why he bring reasoning, because he want to get you off the word into reason. Reasoning. He don't want you to become rock solid. He don't want you to become stable. He don't want you to become fixed and unchangeable, that you refuse to be moved like a tree planted by the river of water. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. He said in Revelation 1:18, behold, I'm alive forevermore. Think about it. What did he say? I'm alive forevermore. Amen. That means so be it. Right? And not only is he alive, now watch this now. Not only he is alive, but he said, I have the keys of hell and death. Death and hell don't rule you. And he made it plain. He said, so don't be concerned. I appointed unto me and once to die. After that, to judgment. But I came here in flesh, and I robbed, I stopped death. I defeated death. Now watch this. I defeated death. You know, I'm talking about spiritual death now. I defeated death. Death, listen to me. Death can never, you may die physically so, but spiritual death can never touch you again. So we're going to work on that. Just hold on to that. What confidence we should have in the living word of God, the living word that lives on the inside of us. What confidence we should have. We that are his children, God has given us everything. Say everything.
Everything.
God has given us everything in Christ. And his word should be what we live, listen, his word should be what we live, breathe, walk, talk, meditate, confess, believe, and practice every day of our lives. That's what it should be to us, everything. What we live, huh? Breathe, walk, talk, meditate, huh? Confess, believe, practice, huh? How often? How often? Every now and then? How often you breathe? To keep this, to stay in this physical body and keep it working. If you stop breathing, you're coming out of there. Hmm? This word is ever alive. You can't kill it. You can't stop it. This word is the living Christ. It is the resurrected man of God, Son of God. It's God's Son. This word is God himself, alive forevermore. So it says in Hebrews, listen to this. Let me see that I finished. Let me finish this statement. This is the living faith. This is the living faith of the Almighty God. Did you hear what I said? This is the living faith of the Almighty God that has manifested himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. God have manifest himself. Remember what he said in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John? Let's turn there for a second. Just show you how one we are. He said in, let's see where I am. He said in John 14, 22. Now let's do 21. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and we will manifest ourselves unto him. Judas, not Iscariot. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Notice, Jesus and his words are one and the same. God and his word are one and the same. In the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God. So if you keep his word, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Listen now. Keep my words. My Father will love him. And we will come. And we will come unto him and do what? Make our abode. Do you know what he mean by that? I'm going to come and live in you. We're going to make our abode. We're going to come live in you. And he that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father that sent me. This is what the Father said.